Just for the record, it's 1 o'clock. We're right on time. We have House Transportation, Senate Transportation today, and I'd like to recognize committee members Senator Menard and Senator Pascvan. Thank you very much for being here, and myself, Senator Kukesh. We'll go ahead and get started with. I want to recognize Senator Meyer. We're just getting started, so that's good. You're good timing. Thank you very much for being here. We'll start today, Thursday, February 25th, with CS for House Bill 114. And we are, Senator Pascvan.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to remove my motion that I'd made at an earlier hearing to strike subsection B.
Yes, is there an objection? I see no objection, then that motion is removed. Thank you.
All right, and you know, I would also then like to move to adopt the Senate Transportation Committee substitute for the committee substitute for House Bill 114, and I believe that's the backslash W version.
Okay, very good. Is there an objection? Hear no objection, see no objection. We are then on CS slash back W. And we have a presenter. Thank you.
For the record, my name is Jane Pearson from Representative Jay Ramirez's office, and I'd like to thank this committee for the excellent work they've done on this bill. I think we got a little down a rabbit hole, and the sponsor's intention was never to give state equipment to a nonprofit for use. Mm-hmm. It was to have the equipment and the operator come with it, and I think really thank you guys for your hard work on this.
Okay, thank you. For the record, then, we did have, and we had the committee had directed the sponsor of the bill to work with Senator Pascvan, and we're at this point now that we've resolved all of the questions that we had last time, and we're back. The CS covers everything else we want to do. Senator Pascvan?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I do feel comfortable at this point that the bill appropriately should move forward.
Great, thank you very much, and thank you for your comments and for your testimony. Is there anybody else in the audience who would like to testify on this particular bill? Is there anybody online?
Yes, but that's not.
I'm sorry?
Your name isn't entered in. I can see somebody trying to connect now.
Okay. We'll wait for just a second to see if we have somebody that's. Is anybody online? Can you hear me?
Hold on. It's Gail Voigtlander.
Anybody know who that is?
This is Gail Voigtlander from the Attorney General's office. I am online.
Oh, good. Are you online to testify or just to answer questions?
Well, unfortunately, I got disconnected, so I'm not sure which.
We're on CS slash back W, and the committee, the motion was made to adopt it as a CS for transportation, and we have adopted it, and we have, we're at public testimony now if you'd like to testify, or unless you're here for just to answer questions.
I believe I was just asked to be here to answer questions if the amendment that we're talking about is now the drafted amendment that I spoke with the sponsor's staff yesterday with.
It is?
It is. Okay. Then unless there's questions as to how we got to making these changes, then that was all I was going to do was try to walk through what the changes are and why we're there.
Yeah, I didn't see any questions earlier when he'd asked the question, so. But thank you for being online. Is there anybody else online?
That's it.
We don't have anybody else online. We don't have anybody in the audience, so I'll close public testimony. What's the wish of the committee?
Well, I guess I'd like to first thank the sponsor, Senator Ramirez, for working with my office, and I think that the bottom line of it all is I think this is a very important bill to give the authority to take action when action is needed and to use the state transportation abilities to help the state. So I guess given that, it would be my preference that we, if it's the wish of the chair, that we do move this bill.
It is my desire to move the bill forward. Unless there are any questions or objections, I'll ask for a motion. Senator Menard.
Thank you, Senator Kukesh. I move that we move out Senate CS 26-LS0505. /W/ an act relating to the ability of the state transportation facilities and state-owned or state-operated transportation modes for delivering compassionate aid with individual recommendations.
Okay, thank you very much. And attached fiscal note. which I don't think is there. Is there one? Yeah, yes, with attached fiscal note. Thank you. Any objection to the motion? Seeing none, then we will move this out to the next committee referral, and we'll take a break to sign the. We have before us Senate Bill 280, and if please come forward and join us at the table, if you would. Your name and affiliation for the record, please.
For the record.
Is this your first, second, third, or under time before a committee?
Second.
Okay, good.
For the record, my name is Anna Sorensen. I'm staff to Senator Joe Pasquin. And I believe he wanted to make a couple of remarks before I got started.
Very good. Senator Pasquin?
Yes.
Would you just stay there if you'd like? Uh-huh.
Thank you very much, Senator Kukesh. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak on behalf of this legislation. Earlier this year, I was approached by Howard Thies, and he's the Director for Maintenance and Operation of DOT for the Northern Region, about sponsoring the legislation naming a bridge on the Dalton Highway for Sam Schuyler, a late employee of the department. And I, you know, would like to take this opportunity to recognize that the bridge will reside in my colleague Senator Kukesh's district, and that Sam Schuyler was a resident of North Pole, which is represented by Senator Coghill. So I, and we've coordinated with both of the offices there. The Department of Transportation is in my district, and so that kind of explaining the structure of how we got there. So I want to thank you, Mr. Chair, and Senator Coghill, and again, my staff, Anna Sorensen, can speak to the merits of the bill.
Thank you very much, Senator Pasquin.
Again, this is Anna Sorensen. Mr. Chair, thank you very much for the opportunity to be before you to talk about this bill. Senate Bill 280, the bill before you, gives the name the Sam Schuyler Memorial Bridge to a bridge that will be built at mile 308 of the Dalton Highway. In preparation for this hearing, I've done some research about Mr. Schuyler, and I'd like to take a few moments to give you a little bit of information about him. Sam Schuyler began his career with the department as a heavy equipment operator at the Jim River Maintenance Station. And due to his spirited work ethic, he quickly rose to the position of foreman of that station. He was later promoted to the position of roving foreman for the Dalton Highway District. Throughout his career, Sam was known for his commitment to being thorough on the job, and he always felt that the safety of those who drove and worked on the Dalton Highway was of utmost importance. His coworkers remember how he led by example, and he would never take on a task which he would not, or he would never assign a task which he would not be willing to take upon himself. Sadly, on January 1st, 2007, Sam's life ended unexpectedly, and he was still a department employee when he passed. I'd like to take a couple of moments to address some issues regarding the bridge itself. In the location where the bridge will be constructed, there is currently a culvert which the department has deemed necessary to replace with a small bridge. There is a picture in your packet which shows a bridge of similar size to the one that will be constructed. And the cost of the bridge and the signs, as explained in the fiscal note, is included in the cost of the bridge itself. It was included in that budget for the bridge. Senator Pasquin and I respectfully ask your support for this bill and to honor a loyal state employee of Alaska. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to answer any questions you or the committee may have. And also Meadow Bailey, who's an information officer with the Northern Region DOT, is here to answer any questions as well.
Good. Any questions from members of the committee?
Just a comment. He sounds like a character of my own liking. He says, get her done. That's kind of where I'm feeling right now in this point in the session. So he would give the shirt off his back as well as his bunny boots. I certainly think that he has made his mark in life with DOT and certainly deserves this recognition in form of some signage on the bridge. So I'm very supportive.
Thank you very much. Any other questions from members of the committee? If not, thank you very much for your testimony. We have online, do we have online, Clark?
Fairbanks.
From Fairbanks. From Fairbanks, we have online Clark Milne.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, would you like to testify today? I'm just want to make sure you would like to testify, or are you just online to answer questions?
I'd like to testify, but I'll be quite brief.
And would you just state your name and affiliation for the record, please, and offer us your testimony?
Yes, thank you. I believe that's probably Chairman Kokesh. This is Clark Milne. I'm the Northern Region DOT maintenance engineer, acting for the moment today for Howard Thies as the maintenance director. And the committee obviously understood accurately the general character of Sam. He was a get-her-done type of guy, definitely one of the folks that was viewed as a worker, not management. He led from the front and wasn't an important guy, but he was the one that got things down, went out in the storm, and was often innovative, you know, fixed things with duct tape and whatever it took, because that's the way things are in the Dalton. He knew he took care of our clients, and in your packet you have some thanks and some appreciation and some recognition from both truckers and the employee sheet. You wouldn't automatically know, but that's over half of the employees from the Dalton that had the chance, had the timeline to be able to sign off on our letter. Anyway, he was an excellent guy. We hope that this will be a successful bill.
Thank you very much. Are there any members of the committee that would like to ask a question or make a comment?
I just have one question.
Senator Menard?
We've been supplied with a picture of what the actual signage will look like, and I'm just asking maybe Senator Pasquin or Anna, is that the color brown or is it, you know, typically green? Did it just come out?
I'm sure that it'll be in conformance with the manual on uniform traffic control devices, which sets forth the national standard. I cannot imagine DOT having a color scheme other than in accordance.
Let me ask Meadow to come forward. Meadow, would you come up and take the seat and identify yourself for the record and maybe answer that question for us, please, and your affiliation, please.
For the record, my name is Meadow Bailey, and I'm the Public Information Officer for Northern Region DOT, and it's my understanding this actually went through our Traffic and Safety Department. They're the ones who made up the drawing of the sign, that it will be brown, that that's the standard for this bridge.
Is that in fact a standard?
That's my understanding, yes, without.
Gee, I've driven the highway a lot. I don't remember seeing brown signs.
Yeah, but and that was my concern, because it's usually green.
Okay, we have another DOT person coming up, and we'll. Your name and affiliation for the record, please.
For the record, my name is Mary Soroki, and I'm the Special Assistant to the Commissioner of the Department of Transportation Public Facilities. I believe these types of bridge naming signs are always brown, or we're moving them to that brown standard. And that the green is the directional type of sign that tells you what the name of the street is or that sort of thing. So I'm not sure that all of our signs are that way, but all of at least our new memorial signs are brown.
Thank you.
I see. Thank you very much. Mary, just a minute. Any questions for Mary or comments? Okay. Thank you, Mary, for being here. And thank you for your testimony. Is there anybody else in the audience that would like to testify on this bill? We don't have anybody else online? No, we don't have anybody else online. Any other? Okay, I'm going to close public testimony. Any comments or from members of the committee? Okay, what is the wish of the committee then? I'd like to move this bill out today.
Mr. Chairman, yes. I'd like to move Senate Bill 280 out of transportation, and with any fiscal notes or any individual recommendation.
Thank you. Is there an objection? Seeing no objection, then we have moved that bill out of committee, and we're adjourned. Thank you.